Youth unemployment is generally understood to be a crisis in South Africa, and there's a real problem of youth graduate unemployment as well. In our SME special today, we speak to a lady who has made it her personal mission to help address in her small way the issue of graduate unemployment. I'm joined on the line by Philippa Geard. She's the founder of Recruiter Graduate. Philippa, thanks very much for joining us on the show. So you're a small business and you've made it your business to help get young graduates recruited and their horizons expanded through your Recruiter Graduate recruitment firm. Just tell us when you started this endeavor and what drove you to do so.
What happened was I was listening to Cyril Ramaphosa's inauguration speech, and he was talking about the plight of the youth, which he does regularly. And I was so moved by what was going on with the unemployment rate with the youth in South Africa that I decided that in my own business, I run another recruitment company called Recruit My Mom, that I wanted to go out and hire an intern. And I found it incredibly difficult to go and find an intern because I needed to either go directly to the colleges or directly to the universities to try and hire somebody. And the inefficiency of that system for a small business owner was just so apparent to me that I then thought, well, I have a really successful platform in Recruit My Mom. If I could create a platform called Recruiter Graduate, which I did, that could assist businesses like mine, small and medium enterprises that don't run full graduate programs, to easily access interns or graduates to come into their businesses, then that just means that there's more graduates and interns being employed. So in March of this year, we launched Recruiter Graduate.
And what sort of traction have you had so far?
So at the moment, we have had quite a few jobs posted. It's still young, and we haven't yet started the full advertising campaign. We will do that shortly. But we've already had quite a number of employers starting to use us. We've placed considerable number of interns and graduates as is. And people are really enjoying the fact that now there is one platform where they can go and find graduates and interns. And the wonderful thing for the young grads is that they are not having to compete on a platform where other people have experience.
Yes.
When clients post their jobs onto our site looking for an intern or a graduate, they know they're coming with very little to no experience.
Yes.
And so the graduates can confidently put their CVs in, knowing that that's what we're trying to do, is place as many of them, despite the fact that they don't have very little experience.
Yes. So how do you balance, how do you get the balancing act right in terms of ensuring that there are employers out there willing to take on people with limited experience, while at the same time ensuring that those young people who are open to the experience don't also get exploited, because there will be tasks and things that they're doing for the furtherance of the company that they're working at?
Yeah. And, you know, it's an interesting question, Nompu, because what we're finding is that the statistics which are quoting the actual numbers of graduates that are employed are probably not accurately reflecting what is happening, because they're being underemployed, which is exactly what you're saying, is they're being employed to do a job which is way below their skill set. So what we set out to do on our site is that we vet every single job. We're not a portal. We're actually an agency where we match the candidates to the client.
Yes.
And so what we do is we actually vet every single job that comes on. And if we feel that it's a job that is really not going to benefit graduates at all, we would rather then go to a different portal, another recruitment portal, rather than use our agency. So the jobs that we are having on our site and will be advertising on our site are actually proper skilled jobs for graduates. And then we do the matching. So we make sure that we're not, for instance, placing an engineer into a lower skilled job, just as an example.
Yes, understood. So with youth unemployment being officially around 55%, that's according to Stats SA, you're challenging small businesses to take on young graduates, employees with limited experience. And as you've already told us, that's the business that you're in already. Why, in your view, should they take that chance? And if they do, what can they ultimately get out of it?
Okay, so I have several reasons why I believe that small businesses, small, medium enterprises should be employing youngsters. First of all, just from a benefit point of view, because as business owners, we always need to understand that, yes, there's a benefit to the business. And the benefit of bringing young talent is that the technological skills that this generation has is higher than a traditional, you know, the older generation.
Yes.
They just have a tech savviness that just comes with employing them. So even though in South Africa we've got such a disparity in terms of exposure to technology, we still know that this is a very tech-savvy generation, and they automatically bring that into a small, medium enterprise business at a far lower cost than employing somebody who comes in at a higher experience level, but at a much higher cost.
Yes.
So that's a benefit. Second of all, their new, fresh way of thinking is amazing. They just have different ways of looking at things and bringing new ideas into a business. And they bring a talent into them that is also affordable to a small, medium enterprise. So you're not having to pay an experienced person necessarily as much. You're bringing in a graduate at a graduate rate, a fair rate, but a graduate rate. So those are some of the business benefits. But there's a bigger benefit, which is that if we as a country don't all pull together, and that's business owners included, in assisting in ensuring that we are helping with the youth unemployment rates, we are all going to have an issue in our country. And actually, as businesses long-term, we're all going to suffer.
Hmm.
So I feel that one of the messages that we're going to market with at the moment is actually it's for everyone to pull together to assist with ensuring that our youth are well experienced and given the best opportunities that they can.
Wow, absolutely. And then lastly, you already touched on your already established business, which is Recruit My Mum. You established that about 7 years ago or so. And obviously that was with a focus on women who often don't get a fair play in the workplace. Just tell us a little bit about, the evolution of your business in that regard and how you've managed to empower women through that.
Yeah, so Recruit My Mum was, again, the idea came because I was coming across so many women who were wanting to continue with their careers, but were really finding it very difficult in South Africa to find part-time or flexible work that allowed them to, firstly, continue with their careers, and secondly, be able to meet some of the family demands that they may have, whether it's parents, children, various demands that they face as
yes.
women, single moms. And that many women told me that the recruitment agencies did not take them seriously and wouldn't look at helping them because they were looking for a level of flexibility. So I felt that, again, in South Africa, there was an opportunity, particularly among small, medium enterprise businesses, to get them to employ women with degrees of flexibility.
Yes.
Because they could get such great skills, but you don't necessarily need them in a full-time position in office.
Hmm.
So that's what we did. We started it. We now have 60,000 women registered on the site.
Wow.
And over 3,000 employers that use us regularly. They use us, some of them regularly. And it's made a massive impact. And not only that, we've really seen a shift in employers' mindsets regarding flexibility. They're so much more open to offering flexibility now. And that's really helping women. You know, technology enables them to do that, and it just allows women to continue with their careers.
That was Philippa Geard. She's the founder of Recruit a Graduate.